Brian, real sort of end of season feel about the place today. Great weather and a lot of running rugby. Must be happy with the 7 tries and the good win.
Yeah, just imagine if the Aviva Premiership was played in the summer. It'd be like this every weekend.
You say it should be a summer sport?
My personal preference would be yes. Certainly with the sort of the surface we've got here at the Majeski Stadium and the sort of rugby we'd like to play. It's the first time I can recall playing in the sunshine this season, which sort of says something. It's been a really long, cold winter. It's just great today that the sun was out and both teams, you know, it wasn't a perfect display of rugby. It was not one for the purists, but there was a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, a lot of effort and, you know, a lot of good tries. So I think both teams, you know, can hold their heads high, and the supporters, the 12,000 that came today, you know, we gave them something to cheer about, and it hasn't been the happiest of seasons for us, but you know, we'd like to think we went out with a bang in our last home game today, at least.
Yeah, and if you put aside shipping a few tries, you had Ian Humphreys, you know, running the play as well, and Guy Armitage getting onto the ball. Armitage, you know, his age looks a real prospect.
Yeah, he is. There's a lot of him, and he's a very good player. He's still very raw, but you can't coach what he can do. And he's really playing very well. He played so well. He kept JJ out, you know, kept Jonathan Joseph out of the starting side, and has done now for pretty much since Christmas. So he's an outstanding player. He's getting better and better. There's little aspects of his game we're working on, but when I'm looking at him, you know, I'm seeing a guy, you know, in rugby league parlance, you'd say there's, you know, shades of a Greg Inglis there. I mean, there's some things he does exceptionally well, and he's still only a baby. So he'll get better and better. And what I'm pleased about is that he's going to have a centre partner with him next season in Seta Matasar, who, you know, is a real, a great pro. You know, six years at the highest level in rugby league, playing in the midfield. I just think he's going to teach Guy a hell of a lot, and you know, they're going to be a very formidable centre partnership next season. I can't wait to get them playing together.
It looks from the signings you've made and the players you've lost, you lost a little bit of, I suppose, stardust with Corbusier, Joseph, England guys going, and you're bringing in a few guys from the Championship. Some will say that it looks like you're bringing in a different type of player, but with Armitage and with Marlon Yard around, Saar, you're still going to have that young talent, aren't you, to work with?
Yeah, well, mate, we've got 34, 35 guys signed. What I'd like to think is we've got the cake, we've baked the cake, we've made a very conscious effort to recruit based on character as opposed to the stardust, because there's been a lot of stardust at the club, but it hasn't been productive enough. So we've got guys who in the middle of winter will dig in and fight for each other. And I think the modern game, you've got to be very careful. There's a big influence of football on our younger players. You've got a lot of kids strutting around, sort of asking the question, what's this club going to do for me? And if they don't get the right answer, they trot down the road and they ask down the road. I think the key thing is, mate, we're building this club going forward on we've got 34, 35 very solid characters. You know, they're going to be... The question we're going to be asking them is, what are you going to do for London Irish? And that's sort of the foundation blocks of our recruitment policy so far. But, you know, we want to put some icing on the cake as well. And we'd like to think we can put, you know, two or three more, I'd say, higher profile signings on top of what we've already done. Then I think we can be a very formidable squad. But, you know, the sport's all about momentum. You just got to get a good start to the season. We didn't get that this season, and that's got to be our goal. Make sure we put ourselves in a position with our training in the pre-season that we strike in the first half dozen league games next season and we get a foothold.
We talk about the players leaving and they all had their sign-off today. Are you saying that some of them have given a lot for the club, but others maybe you've been slightly heard about the way they've moved on to pastures new and they say haven't got what they think they maybe deserve from Irish?
No, I think, look, I take it very personally when a player chooses to leave London Irish. I'm not naive. I've been around the game for 40-odd years as a player and a coach. What I do see, and I've seen it for some time, is I see that the me first culture...
The football influence you're
talking about. The football influence is definitely having an impact on the younger players in our game, and I'm not the only coach that'll say that. You find you grab any coach at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night after he's had a couple of jars, and he'll tell you the same thing. You know, we've got, I think the key thing is that you know, we've got to look after our game. We think we've got a terrific sport. The selfish me first culture is not the way forward. It's never been part of our game, and I think the modern day coaches have got to be custodians of the values of the game, and there's no place for it in our game.
And that's what you're aiming for next season. Reading your programme notes today and reading the chief executive's programme notes, you want, as you said, characters and guys who are going to go down to Exeter and down to Gloucester and down to Bath when the weather's not good and roll their sleeves up. Different kettle of fish in April here, but you want guys, that's what the Premiership
is.
Look,
we want salt of the earth blokes who will pitch in and work hard, and that's the only way you're going to build anything of substance. You know, there's the stardust and the rock stars, you know.
You don't always get you the points.
Well, how many of those guys can you have in your squad? That's the point, isn't it? And I think it's just about balance.
Is the spirit in the camp now, are you confident that going forward into the summer, into next season, big turnaround of players, do you think you can almost put the season behind you and say, look, it's not been an easy one, but you're going to finish ninth. You could really finish with a flourish win at Leicester and you can just put this down as experience and move on next season.
Yeah, I think, look, first and foremost, our season's not over yet. We've got 2 weeks to prepare for a massive challenge in our last game. That'd be a terrific milestone. Yes, it has been a tough season, and you're a mug if you don't learn from it. In fact, you don't survive long in this game if you don't learn from it. So we'll take our lessons out of this. There are some nice little milestones, though, for us, and we've had an unbeaten home record since Christmas. So we've got to take those little milestones, and we've got to build on that. Clearly, our away form hasn't been good enough. We've been too inconsistent on the road. We can turn teams over like Gloucester at King's Home. Hopefully, we can do the same in 2 weeks at Leicester. But we've got to, if we want to be a top four team, and we do, then we've got to do that consistently. I think we've got to get the culture right at our club. And that's based on strong characters and good discipline, and everyone pulling in the same direction. And I believe we've certainly turned the corner and we've turned things around significantly. But there's still a long way to go because it's a very competitive league, and the benchmark in this league is a club like Leicester Tigers. You're full of quality, full of resources, and year on year they're just very mentally tough and they're always at the races.
And just finally, you mentioned that you've got 35, 36, maybe a couple to come. We'll be here in the next couple of weeks. Any signings close? You mentioned a few high-profile names.
We'd like to think so. As I say, we've got, I think, 34 senior players signed, 4 or 5 young academy players signed. But to be honest, we probably need to be closer to 40 senior players. And hopefully we'll get the resources to just to top it up. I'm very happy that we've got a decent cake, and we just want to put the icing on it now.